Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So katulabika nga tuyongereyo nate.
So let us move on again.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Namanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And the Bible reader teacher Isaac.
Tubagala nyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweriza buno.
We based in this ministry.
Okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God
and
to move rich unto you
the sixth
standard strategy of God
or
fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Eranga enteekateeka eno emanyikiddwa
and this strategy is known as
nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo gy'abantu
harvesters of human spirits
kujijja kunsi
get them from this earth
kujizayo muguru
take them back to heaven
nga tujiwonya geyena
as we save it from hell
n'ennyanja y'omuliro
and the lake of fire
nga bwekyandi kuwa mu Matayo sura y'omwenda
as written in Matthew chapter 9 verse 47
okuyingira olw'amakumi ana
enter verse 40
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
abakunguzi bano b'emyoyo gy'abantu
these harvesters of human spirits
kujijja kunsi kujizayo muguru
get them from this earth back to heaven
tukolera wansi wa government za Katonda ezomuguru ebiri
kunsi under the two God's heavenly governments on this earth.
Yes yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngabwe ziri muguru
as they are in heaven
and zitegekebwa kunsi
and they are ordered on this earth.
Eranga government yesuka
and the first government
ye government ya Katonda eyomuguru kunsi
it's God's heavenly government on this earth.
Ino vuna yizibwa
it has the responsibility
okulaba ngebikolebwa muguru
see that things done in heaven they are done on earth.
Erano okulaba
even to see
okutesa kweguru
that the council of heaven
ukutesa kwa Katonda ali mu
council of God in heaven
kunywezebwa ku
established on this earth
ngabe tuze tusoma ku government
yeye as it comes start of that government
mu Isaiah sura yo mwenda
in Isaiah chapter 9
orunyiro ro mukaga
verse 6
noro musa
and 7
eranga mu Matayo sura eri eyo mukaga
and in Matthew chapter 6
onyoro mwenda noro
ku verse 9 and 10
atugama ntibyaga bikolewe mu
this they will be done on earth
yebi kolewa mu
as it is done in heaven
wabula mu Yobu sura ya 7 mu 8
but in Job chapter 38
onyoro asatu mwesa
verse 33
mantunyezo kutesa kweguru
kusi that we established the castle of heaven on earth.
Yes yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
So government iyo kubiri
so the second government
ye government ya government ya kuna government zo kunsi
God is government in the governments of this world
obajite government yo masikati
or you call it the central government
ya government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
God is heavenly government on this earth.
It is government yo masikati
it is called the central government
nechigendirwe cho kutabaganya government zo mosi
and aim of reconciling governments of the world
ne government ya katonda yo muguru
with God is heavenly government on this earth
ekolera mukanisa
which works within church
awamu nokakasa government zo mosi
even to prove to governments of the world
katonda afugira mu government zabo
that God rules in their governments
bitundu chenda muenda ku buli
99%
yes yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus man
ngechi subize chiri mu Daniel sura yo kuna
as the promise in the Daniel chapter 4
abiri munya
verse 24
uyingira rwabiri mu mukaga
to enter verse 26
ne barumi sura 13
Romans chapter 14
nuri soka
verse 1
okuyingira olwokona
to enter verse 4
yes yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus man
nenga tuze twasalawo
but we decided
okutandika ne department omunana
to begin with the 8 departments
esikora government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth
yes yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
tulaba department ye kanisa
and we saw department of the church
department ye kanisa ya katonda ntukuvuusi
department of the holy church of God on the earth
ngaweri muguru
as it is in heaven
Hebrews 12
verse 22 up to 23
Yesu yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
era twarabamo division ya katonda chitafu
and we saw their division of God the Father
nebira obyagaba
even the gifts he gives
and tulaba ministry ya katonda chigambo mwana Yesu
ministry of God the Word the Son Jesus
nebira bono kwitwa byagaba
and the gifts and the callings he gives
tulaba unity eyo moyo mutukufu
we saw unity of the Holy Spirit
nebira bono kwitwa byagaba
and the gifts and the callings he gives
butwa mara
when we finished
tulaba department yokubiri
we saw the second department
yaba deacon neba bishops
deacons and the bishops
abavunanyizwa ku order
responsible over order
ne services za Katonda
and the services of God
kanisa yendu kuveri
kunsi in this holy church on the earth when we finished there
netugenda ku department eyabara muzibe kanisa ya Katonda yendu kuveri
kunsi the department of judges of the holy church of God on the earth
abavunanyizibwa
those responsible
kumusana ogwa mateeka
on the light of the law of the commands
amateeka
the laws
emisango
judgments
endagirizo
statutes
nentekateka za Katonda
and the ordinances of God
tusobolo tuwa ufumbo obutukufu
able give us the holy marriage
family ntukufu
holy family
ne kanisa ntukufu
and the holy church
etaina bara ni wangu
badofu nyo not spot nor wrinkle
Then twagenda ku department eyokuna.
Then we moved to the fourth department.
Department eyabakadde b'ekkanisa ya Katonda
entukuvu ku nsi. Elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Abavunaanyizibwa.
Those responsible.
Kukubikula ebyama by'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Revealing secrets of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu bwe.
And his righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Abantu bikulira ebyama by'eggulu.
They reveal to us secrets of the entire heavens. And they are responsible on the heavenly journey, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. Yes. Praise Jesus
much. Then we department.
Then we finish move to fifth department.
Department.
Department of the brethren, the singers, the those who lead us. In praise,
in
worship of God in spirit and truth. Spirit as we led by the Holy Spirit. Truth as we are in the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mouth.
When we finished,
we
moved to department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth. Those responsible to reveal the full knowledge of God, the fullness of God, to reveal his presence, that is his glory, reveal works of his hands
in
the entire heavens and earth,
even
the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens. We started all that together. Are we together? We started them together.
Okay.
Right when we finished, speak to the brother we moved to.
Department.
Department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
After we moved to
seventh department.
Department.
Department of Holy Angels of God.
Is
the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Just as they are in heaven,
as
they assemble with the church of God in heaven, Hebrews 12, verse 22,
to
verse 23. We've started much
department here,
on this department
of
the holy angels of God,
in
the holy church of God on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Until we are deeper.
Division
of the seven divisions of the seven groups of angels, their works, their codes,
and
the way they are led by seven spirits of God to fulfill their works.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. Right there then, started groups of angels there.
The
group of the angels Michael of warfare. The group of angels Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God.
The
group of angels Raphael. Of prophecy. Times and seasons. Even measurements. Even the doctors.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Started
angel Abaddon of the chains.
Was
responsible over death and hell. The prison of God. Known as the bottomless pit. After we finished there,
we
saw the group of angel Ariel. Angel of rainfall. Water. And all creations, including animals, insects, the birds, fish, plants, the sun and the moon, and the stars. Yes. All through we have been together.
Are
we, is it that? Now when we finished, we began this seventh group. The sixth is. The sixth group.
We
finished the sixth group. The group of angels Kamuel of fire.
The
powers of darkness.
Amarogo,
witchcraft, sicknesses, demons,
the
spell of the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. And then we moved.
And
I started many things. Last group of the angels, seventh. The group of angels, Jophiel. Of the seal of God. Responsible to seal the children of God. Who hear the lasting gospel of salvation. We want to move on, begin right from there. Yes. Those days you too, when you go, where you go. You're ready to prepare yourself that recap will always be there. Yes. I see you prepare yourself.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So we want to move on with the second part of the seventh division of the holy angels of God on the earth. The group of angels, Jophiel, of the seal of God.
It's
possible to seal the children of God who hear the gospel of salvation. They are called.
Amina.
That face the Amen. The faithful and true witness. The faithful and true witness.
Akolachi.
The beginning of the creation of God.
Hey,
I thought you'd already forgotten there. So they are led by the Spirit of the Lord to fulfill their work of sealing.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We want to move on with this second part. Speak of the group of angel Jophiel. Those of the seal of God. Who seal only those who hear the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal secrets of heaven, heavens rose to the many and they can enter. Praise Jesus much. We've begun like this in Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to enter verse 3. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1.
Oluvannyuma ne ndaba bamalayika bonna nga bayimiridde ku nsonda ennya ez'ensi, nga bakutte empewo ennya ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi, newankubadde ku nnyanja, newankubadde ku muti gwonna.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Verse 2.
Nenda ba malaika omulala ngalinya okuva ebuvanjuba ngalina kabonero ka Katonda omulamu nayogerera wagune dobozi deni ngagamba malaika ba malaika abana abaweebwa okwono nensi nenyanja.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to heart the earth and the sea. Verse 3.
Ngayogera nti temwono na nsi ne wankubadde nnyanja ne wankubadde emiti okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero k'abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Saying, heart not the earth, neither the sea, nor are the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The angels of the seal of God.
Malaika Jophiel.
Angel Jophiel. And his commander holding the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus
much.
According to Revelation chapter 7, verse 1, they connect very well with the angels who are on the four corners of the earth. Responsible to destroy this earth. When they set loose the four corners of the earth, planet Earth has to get away.
And
if they allow the wind, you know the earth is rotating. But they keep the wind from outside this earth. When you move out of this earth, there is wind, too much of it.
But
the earth is running speed. It's more of speed, more of a rocket. Yes. But the wind escaped outside, never enter into the earth. And if it enter here, travelers come. But angel of seal, angel Jophiel, he came to them friends. The command has been released. Wait to destroy this earth. That we seal out the children of God. Yes. Wait.
We
first seal. But remember that command, that word we first seal involves preaching the gospel, which is never returning. For the end that come then, and they had to destroy the earth. And they say, friends, there is a request of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trees which have their fruit,
so let's first pull them,
they give us time. Yes. I've not got much in that. But the time of the Lord Jesus Christ living in this earth, going back to heaven, if he didn't put that request in his blood, and that is request, earth would have ended there. Angel came down to him, speak to four angels of the corners of the earth. Wait. A command released from heaven. Wait. We first seal out the children of God. You first repeat the verse 2 and verse 3. Revelation chapter 7 verse 2.
Nenda wa malaika omulala ngalinyo kuvebu vanjuba. Ngalina kabonero ka Katonda omulamu, nayogere wagune eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
Olinyo lwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Ngayogera nti temwonoona nsi, newankubadde ennyanja, newankubadde emiti, okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero k'abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Yes. He say, wait. To harden and destroy this earth.
Tumali.
We fast. Seal the servants of God. That is why you see, we all who get saved, we get saved to minister. We are counted among ministers. And we may begin to spread for the gospel salvation. This angel of the seal of God, they pass through to seal the holy ones.
It's
very important, this you have heard,
that
angels on the four corners of the earth, responsible to destroying it, they were stopped. You first get the seal of God as a servant of God. But because they are led by the Spirit of God in sealing the children of God, it means what? There has to come out a powerful gospel. For where it is not, sealing people with the children of God, it is impossible to happen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we read for you in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, and he says this. Ephesians chapter
1
verse 13. Era namwe
muye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri y'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwa ko akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes. When you believed the truth,
it's
the gospel of salvation, the truth of the Holy Scriptures. We speak of gospel of salvation. After you hear gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and revealed secrets of heaven,
and
you prepare to enter heaven, then they put on you the seal of God. The Holy Spirit,
Omoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
akuragana bulungi nyo.
It works very well.
Ne malaika akute konde eliyo musamu.
Angel hold the seventh trumpet.
Gutwasumieko.
That we read about.
Mukubikulirwe sureri eyo munana.
Revelation chapter 8.
Nyorisoka.
Verse 1.
Noruo kubiri.
And 2.
Era nakoragana buterevu.
And he walked straight.
Ne malaika Jophiel.
With angel Jophiel.
Owasiru yakatonda.
Of the seal of God.
Gutwasumieko mukubikulirwa.
One read in Revelation.
Esureri 15.
Chapter 15.
Nyorisoka.
The verse 1.
Aine chibya. Yeah.
Has the seventh ball
of
the weapons of the wrath of God.
In
sealing us, the work moves like that. The Holy Spirit,
we call
the Spirit of the Lord, angel commander of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, angel Jophiel of the seal of God. Praise Jesus much.
But
they do not seal where there is no gospel of salvation. After Satan got to know that,
he
said we have to beat out of the system the gospel of salvation. We have to beat truth away. When we believe truth,
it's
the gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God, then his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and they preach secrets of heaven, and they drew heaven, and we
began
to enter in there, then it's where we can get the seal of God.
He
seals his children who go into heaven. Satan, when he knew that the people,
the
children of God, they will seal them to go to heaven.
And
I will be in hell alone
with
my demons, the fallen angels. He took away the truth. The truth in the word.
It's
the gospel of salvation.
It's
the gospel of the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
As
revealed secrets of the kingdom of heavens. And he got the Pharisees. He put them on the door which enters heaven. Fake preachers of the gospel. In religions. Put their beliefs which are not clear. And salvation of
eternity
to become salvation of eatings. And
we
are out there yearning for the world. Houses, cars. And in you, I have hindered them to get in the seal of God. And he moved into foolish laughters.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Indeed,
the way you were just there seated.
Now
trouble had come already before us.
When they
send us in revival, you have to know many things inside there. As the responsibility you preach, you hear it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The gospel has to be restored. That is why he said that this gospel, it has been preached in all nations, and then the end will come.
It involves
seeking for the children of God. Yes.
Let's
read Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
N'enjiri ene y'obwakabaka eribuulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes. And this gospel, when we say the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, it has to be preached in all nations. It
will
be a witness. And then the end will come. Because some will say,
Lord,
we too perhaps would have gotten your seal, but we didn't hear of the gospel. He said, let it be preached. Not those of religion. No.
There
is no gospel of truth there. The gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kubanga ffe abeetaaga
okuva eri katonda
twali twetaaga okusooka okunoonya obwakabaka
bwan'obutuukirivu
ebisigadde
abitwokere
kusinzira ku ebyo tusoma mu Matayo sura
y'omukaaga
Matayo sura y'omukaaga n'olunyi lwa
33
naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu bwe era n'ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako
but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes.
Twaino kumanya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To know the kingdom of God.
Omwoyo omutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
N'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And gospel of the kingdom of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukufu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Ebiyukula obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
Which reveal the righteousness of God.
Ebikula ebyama by'omu ggulu.
Which reveal the secrets of heaven.
Tusobola okuyingira mu ggulu.
And we can enter in heaven.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
But
that gospel when it was exchanged. What you have to know. Satan got a great opportunity in all nations to prove this gospel of salvation.
The
everlasting gospel. Gospel of the kingdom of God. Can explain to people what the kingdom of God is and his righteousness. And we can draw heavens.
We say when you
preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How does it draw near?
Us reveals
secrets of kingdom of heaven.
And
people see heaven as they see it nearer them. And they yearn to enter in there.
Amen.
Angels involved in this gospel.
Once
more took away angels from this world to slide and deviate from gospel salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as revealed secrets of heaven, draw heavens to the many that they know it, its goodness, and they
yearn
to go enter in heaven. Those Satan, he took them away. Yet the terrifying thing, angels that come down in Acts, my God, you read in the Acts 8, you see them. They work with Philip and Stephen, apostles. The Holy Spirit presence, the angels are there. As we moved next week, were they there?
For
in Revelation chapter 14, verse
6,
what they have is to preach to all nations that people can get the seal of God. This is very great arm. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6.
Nenda ya malaika omulala ng'abuuka mu bbanga ery'omuggulu ng'alina enjiri ey'emirembe n'emirembe. Okubuulira abatuula ku nsi na buli ggwanga n'ekika n'olulimi n'abantu.
And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes. They evolved to be preached to all nations. That's why we call it the worldwide call. For we've been given the everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God. And his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. That when it moves, angels move on. And they get those they have to seal. Angels of God, they get those to seal.
The
children of God to manifest. You know that aspect is very important. Let me tell you. I will take you back briefly. In Ephesians chapter
1,
verse 14, we enter verse 14. Before you redeemed, before you're given the heavenly body, even the seal is not given you. Problems then have come. Let's briefly get back. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14.
era namwe mu ye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri y'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of the promise. Verse 14.
Gwe musingo ogw'obusika bwaffe okutuusa nti okutuusa lwe munulibwa Katonda nti gwe musingo ogw'obusika bwaffe okutuusa envuma ya Katonda lw'enunulibwa ekitiibwa ekitiibwa kye kitenderezebwe.
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise of his glory? Yes.
Okutuuka lwe tulinunulirwa.
Until we shall be redeemed. Yes.
Naye redeeming eyo.
But this redeeming,
erimu okununulwa omubiri.
Even redeeming the heavenly body.
Ogw'omuguru.
The heavenly body.
Kusinziira ku Baruumi esuli y'omunaana.
About Romans chapter 8.
Bw'oba wali osomye obulungi.
If you have ever read there well. Yes.
Erimu okuggyayo omubiri gw'omuguru.
Paul's redeeming the heavenly body. Yes.
And
when you get the heavenly body and the seal you get it and you begin to be protected until you be taken in his glory. Yes. Have you seen them there? Let's read verse
23.
Romans chapter 8 verse 23.
Era secho choka na yeda nafe abalina ibale ebirebirye ebyomwoyo. Era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana kwe kunulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is the redemption of our body. Yes.
This
is a body we have to redeem. It died in Adam. We too
we
got clothed the body of death. Now when our body is redeemed and we are clothed the body from heaven and then the seal is attached, they make out a white stone that is engraved on your new name
and
of God the Father. But heaven, heaven teacher Eddie, heaven has not been easy. As he said, that the door to heaven it had narrowed. Narrow cause of lack of knowledge. And I wonder the things of religion that they deceive people, that they take them to heaven. The people you have not prepared. And now you see. Look at beliefs. People have not prepared them.
You
think they just enter it like that?
They
have chased their children and its fallen angels. You know, here in Uganda they say they chase lizards, then the frogs are one which enter. Lizards which are even smart, for they are always in houses. They chase them. You lizard, go out. And the frogs come from the dust and the mud. They are entering in heaven. You know, lizards are in the house. They were in the house of heaven. In the house of the Father. John chapter 14. Lizards. They went to turn into something else. Now you on this earth,
you come
jump like a frog from your unrighteousness.
In
the mud and the mire, you enter in heaven. The mud of sin. You take that word for it's true. If they just lizards from heaven, they are the fallen angels. You the frog, jumping from this earth in the mud, in filth, in vileness and foolishness. You think of entering heaven? You know not to prepare you? But
when we read
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, that seal is put on us until first, when our redemption has happened.
Romans
8:23
say
there is a body made to be redeemed. But
2 Corinthians
chapter 5 verse 1-3,
he
say we have to be clothed the body from heaven. Because that seal is put on you, it shines into that body.
That's why
those who are in the holy angels who are within it in heaven, it comes down, it shines like the sun. We are going to enter.
Amen.
We are entering. We've been drawn near. Let's read, we see.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanye nti obange nyumba yaffe eyensisire y'omunsi eryabizibwa, tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Yes.
Olinnya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Kubanga tusinda mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Bwe tulyambazibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
Owulidde ekigambo
ekyo? Have you heard that word?
And
the body was redeemed. As they enclothe you this one, and you have the heavenly body.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that heavenly body, like of the angels,
they
put upon the seal of God on your spirit, and it shines perfectly through your body. That's why angels, as they come from heaven, his forehead was shining like the sun. Yes. I want to show you the goodness which is decided to believe the truth, the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, and his righteousness,
and
submit to the righteousness of God, decide to know heaven, and yearn to enter it. There is great meaning.
I'm not saying
that covered is like that. You chest, we don't have a seal. God has chased us.
Ages
in Revelation 10, verse 1. We see him come down as he shines. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1.
Nenda malaika omulala w'amaanyi ngako kuva mu ggulu, ng'ayambadde ekire, ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe, n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba, n'ebigere
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was at east where the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Yes.
Uganda take our face.
You look at that face. Face.
Eyes.
Not eyes.
Chenyi.
His face.
Face. No,
yeah. This one. The seal is in there. Light of the words. Every word you gather up to prepare. Gather up to make the seal in that. In the wisdom of the seven spirits.
Gwakati, lampstand ye turamu.
Now the lampstand sits in you. In you they make a stone, a precious stone. Out of it they will make the seal, filled with light. That of the word of God. But hearing the gospel, you know, the gospel is very precious. And those who bring it, how beautiful are their feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Satan, when he
saw that beauty, and he said, will he chase us from heaven? But they never cast them when they did not commit evils there. They committed evils there. And they
rebelled
against the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. And they refused the blood which was to cleanse them. Even the word, they refused it. They had to be chased from there. Now you, I don't know. You was refused to repent of the sin. That blood of Jesus cleanses you. Are there the prophets who? Stubbornness, you are on, I tell you. Others, angels overcame by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony, and they were in the word much. Look at the wizards and the sorcerers. Let us say to you, speak here, seated here, the sorcerers out there.
When
we speak internationally,
the message
is not only you seated here. Now the sorcerers out there,
no,
and you look at them,
and they
join on the whirlwind of their forefathers. Those which are here before were descendants of who when heavens had been just created. Look at religious people, and you are on the people. You teach them Hail Mary. And that does what to them? It prepares them to go to heaven. You are on Hail Mary.
Rosary.
You press those buttons. Satan corrupted you. That you read that rosary. The rosary was meant to be the Psalms. Why don't you read it in the Bible? Are we together?
Oh,
look at those ones. They are there.
They
make their gospel sermons for an entire year. These Protestants. Proclaim to people the truth. The truth of the Holy Scriptures, it's the gospel of salvation.
It
goes beyond there, there's no salvation. And this gospel of salvation
explained
well the kingdom of God,
explained
his righteousness, explains heaven, draw it to the people that they may enter. Now see what you are into. Look at beliefs.
And
what are you doing on this earth? Just troubling people in this world. Look at both of the false salvation. You think of cars. You still hold an insanity in yourself. According to the lives of people you joke and play on.
The
time I read in Mark, chapter 8, verse 47 downwards, what profited the entire world? Yet you are forfeiting your soul. And the men preach the word. People don't know heaven, how they live there. They don't know whether you have the seal of get it. See what is seal of God. But they are out there wasting people's time. That they are men of God. And they are the women of God. And we are of who? Are we together? If they are men of God, we are his grandchildren. If the others are women, we are aunties of God. things of foolishness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let me tell you, you
may you
have discovered the value of your life. Me who went in the heavenly journey, not 1 year, I understand heaven very well. And I know hell how it is, even the pain there. And I know
the lake
of fire, how it burns very well. And I know the moment of foolishness is brief, small, but the time of suffering is very big. You get foolish for a little time on that, 40 to 40 years, at most 100 years. Hell and its pain yells after year forever. Lake of fire is forever. I know well that a little fury takes you in the suffering which is forever. One place on your life you've not yet known, that the moment they wasted for you here, it seemeth small on this world. And you give them your hours on this world. You sit down there and they preach you things, make you foolish. And they preach you the last of this world. And you are there. All you are 60 years. And they appear little. Those will spend in hell. When I knew those, I don't play within the gospel. The feet, I decided to make them very beautiful, to bring the gospel of peace.
This
gospel is called of peace. After you have believed it,
that you can
inherit eternal life, that peace will be upon you. But not for peace.
We're
rebellious people.
We
progress from
death,
bringing death to those to die.
And we
progress from life, coming from death, raising
up.
We bring life to those given life. It's of peace to those who believe, but it's of evils. Too much judgment. Or to those who don't believe, you give up your life, they play on it. You are in take it.
Hear
the finger of God. Those will end. What shall we take at the end?
What
shall we take? Heaven or hell? At the end, you have to take something. You have to choose and take. It's a must. Now my pastor, after you've messed us like that, we take it, we receive it,
at the end,
and things of the world have ended, we take what?
According
to how you prepared us, heaven or hell, are we together? We take what? Take is what you maintain us in.
What is them?
You're afraid? Now let me ask, there where you've passed, intake it, receive it, the finger of God.
The finger,
we have two types. Is that working in hell? Slapping.
Is
that which wipe your tears in heaven? Oh, you suffered so much. My child,
take
them to the rivers of living waters. That twist there. Want to see which hand at the end.
They still
show fingers to
us,
and you will understand that finger one day. They are ones which beats. You know that I, the Lord, can strike and beat.
Others
is wiping tears from them. My children, you suffered for righteous things. Others is slapping them, tormenting.
That
hand of God, you'll see it. But tell me how you will see it.
He said,
how terrifying to fall in the hand of the Almighty.
Men,
you fall under this hand which beats. The hand of God is moving. It moves to do what? Are we together?
Right
there is where we are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't allow anyone play on your life.
These are just minutes on the earth. And you are giving in your life within minutes. But also you can save your life within these minutes. If you attend seriously to the word of God. To do it.
Ochikola.
To get righteousness.
Ofuna obutukirif.
To be sealed with the seal of God.
Osirigibwa ne seal ya Mukama. Yes.
Brachika mtono nyo.
Just a few minutes.
Tumya kwa aliso bajaji afu bachari.
For Father is no more there.
Twabera bila.
We forgot them.
Nah.
We forgot them.
Nayebo tebera bila jebali.
But they don't forget where they are.
Burundi.
In pain.
They
cry. Help us on the world. Our grandchildren, they don't come in this place. You too, you are heading to that way. Twinkle of an eye, no more there. Now,
for
a few seconds, you spend on this world.
You
give up your life to those who play on it. These drama actors preaching demons, teaching them.
A
drama actor is there play with something, but it destroys. So we don't have drama actors here. No. We have those who demonstrate the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So be careful concerning your life. Just a few minutes in twinkle of an eye. We had our fathers no more there. Even some of our fathers. Even there are some of our children who go as we are watching. Going, you are going. But are you reaching home in heaven?
Whether
those who don't reach in their home country.
Although
we've spoken them.
2
Corinthians chapter
5,
verses 1 to
3.
Our bodies redeemed, we get the heavenly body and
it's
put upon the seal of God. And we appear as angels. Because Revelation 10, verse 1, here says, angel come down as a giant. Remember that body we're given from heaven. Mark 12, it's what it speaks.
Off.
And we be like angels. Let's read there, we see.
Mark chapter 12
from verse 25. Mark chapter 12 verse 25.
Kumanga wibali zukira mwafu, tebali wasa, so tebali waira.
For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor give faith in marriage, but are as the angels who are in heaven.
Hey.
In resurrection,
we have
two types of resurrection.
We have
revelation of baptism.
And
we are buried with Jesus, we raise up with him in the first resurrection. Angels immediately.
We
give the heavenly body right on this world. Everything born the second time, it's given the body. Most when it's prepared well. Become a disciple. Don't baptize any person who is not a disciple. Cannot find you on the rock.
We
preach to you a few words.
We
say, let's go baptize you. Except not yet know the meaning.
That through baptism,
we bury you. That's why we put you like a dead body like that. We bring you back. And the dead body cannot be buried three times. There are those who immerse people in the name of the Father, they immerse you like that. Then the Son, they immerse you. The dead body, they bury
you
once. If you raise up, you raise up once. That resurrection, you have to be given the body of heaven. We be like angels. Angels, we see them, they have the seal of God on the forehead. And it shines. This stone, God makes it.
aduma moyo wa mtukufu.
He send his Holy Spirit.
Emareka Jofa
ya washi. The angel Jofa of the sea. And get all the scriptures.
Umushana gonogwo kumanya.
All light of knowledge.
Wori nao.
That you have.
Ongera mu.
And add it there.
He
make up a stone.
Jinje damu.
A living stone. We have awaited this goodness. But God's help is given us. Yes. He's not yet given you.
Means
all that he has given is of high value. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 17. He speaks as he says this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
Alinoku tu, awulilo moyo kyagamba ekanisa. Awangula ndi mwa emmanu eyakwekebwa. Era ndi mwa ejinja ejeru. Era kujinja. Kuwandikiddwako erinnya erijja. Omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula aweebwa.
He that has an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows except him who receives it. Yes. That stone, have you heard it? It is white. After it brings out its light, all that building of the word of God.
So
ask the seal, how can it appear? How does it appear? Praise Jesus much. The seal is brought. I've ever studied it here. The way you have to shine like the sun, it involves the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, which shine like the lamp. Three times. Behalf of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, those teaching priests remain. Proclaim them to us. That is the stone put in the body you got from heaven. And it goes on your spirit.
Those
shall be like angels and we all shine at the point we want. There is even your name that you had above all the heavens. Are we together? Have you prepared yourself? Many things of salvation which are interesting to hear and they are sweet. And it remains the gospel of goodness. Glad tidings. I cannot miss like that. Who is ready to miss that? Let's
read
in Revelation chapter 3.
Sorry.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 5.
Nti bwatyo awangula aliyambazibwa engoye enjeru, so sirisangula n'akatono linnya lye mu kitabo eky'obulamu. Era ndyatula erinnya lye mu maaso ga kitange ne mu maaso ga bamalayika be.
He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white clothing, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Yes. Revelation 2 verse 17. Revelation 3 verse 5. In the verse 2. Chapter 2 verse 17. They give you a white stone. And there is a name. You don't know the name, you have it. Till Jesus confesses. Remember, they used to deny us and they used to confess us. That they will say,
hail him.
Hail him.
Hey,
heavens will make alarms. That one is Elohim. And the applause will happen. The Father stood his name above the heaven. You know the names you have here. apostles and the prophets, even those he's given you,
they
enter you to heaven, in the heaven which is.
When you go
to the new heavens you are, we go with them for there will not be apostles there. Prophets. All that who finished it.
The new
name is the one who knows it.
It's
one who look in the forehead. He confess it out.
Is
the goodness of Jesus. Maybe you're also here. Or they're out there hearing us. What I most enjoy, God is wise. To prove is wise. Even children of men cannot stand his wisdom until they have humbled.
Yes,
gold put it in the ground and it surprises. Children of men who are foolish, they pass on the gold in the ground and they don't know. Now
he
met a preacher of the gospel and they appear as foolishness to save those who believe. Now you believe God's foolishness. Have you seen special foolishness? Yes. This is gold. Treasure of knowledge.
In
vessel of clay. You're out there moving on the village. You are playing on your life. You move from one city to another. He made this preaching like foolishness. As it gets gold, put in the ground. Even in the world, those with gadgets which can discern, they are one who can discern the gold is there. Thank God is given a discerner and you see gold of light of knowledge.
Amen.
And you take the precious stone. Where is your name? There are those not yet given gadgets.
There are
those who don't even yearn for them. You say, Lord, I want to see you. And he said, I first give you what discerneth me. For I am right here. Let's read Revelation 3 verse 12. Revelation 3 verse 12.
Awangula ndi mufule mpaji muyekalu ya Katonda wange. Sota lifuruma na tebweru. Nange ndi wandika kuye erinya lya Katonda wange. Erinya lya kibuga nti ne erinya lya kibuga kya Katonda wange. Yerusalemu ekijja ekiko kuva mu gulu eri Katonda wange ne erinya lyange erijja.
He that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Hey.
Yes. Man. You know what makes you pillar, what it means? It makes angels pillars. The life we are going into.
It
takes everlasting to become a pillar, you're not there. Resting. Me, I am here.
Yeah.
Where we are going.
Man.
It's life where we don't die. Life becomes pillars of fire. Now I appear as what? Let me be wind, perhaps. Angels, it makes them wind still. It's the life we move into is very good. It's never to bore us. Good things are in the seal of God. All this goodness make a pillar. You no more get out. You are in him above all the heavens, in the new heaven and new earth. Write upon you the name of God. You have many things there. They are all the seal. Write upon you the name of the city of God, the New Jerusalem. All they are there. Write upon you his new name. Most people we know of it. Always seek most the name of God the Father. And they seek the one of the Son. And they seek of the Holy Spirit. As say Matthew 28, verse 19, he said, that is they enter in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They have one name. It isn't baptized in the name of the names. They have one name.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Jesus.
Jesus. We are Jesus.
Auntie,
he is the true vine. We too are branches.
Things
are to be the seal of God. And that's why we told you.
Angels, Jophilus,
they make the seal.
What
they put in there. That's why heavens appeared it be only in treasures. In heaven, that's why it appeared to be above. Earth moved to be low.
Beneath
means if it is pricing, we are in the low price. Until we shall ascend in the high prices.
There
are things that are cheap. The rim below. In things there, they are very cheap, low priced. Right in the rim above in heaven. Things there.
Above what?
They say.
Above the sea what?
Above the sea levels?
They are
very expensive.
And
we still move ahead and above the heavens. We go in those which are exceedingly expensive. In the new heaven and
new
all the all these pasts.
Amen.
But we have to fight much on the gospel salvation. Because remember the rascal Satan. Passing through destroying truth. Truth of the Holy Scriptures. The gospel of our salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. His target was. He too has to seal his number. Humans. Those
who
will be destroyed with in hell and the lake of fire. In that number 666, out of it comes that seal. Many secrets are in it, which will move on to be told us by the teaching priest. But we say we pass through in the summary. Good thing is to know of the seal of God, how you can access it. Praise Jesus much. So we shall move on. We say they are codes, we shall cover them once. We shall get the explained of their codes once. For this we've not gotten explained of it.
That
thing is the man. Them alone. Amen and amen it.
What were you getting?
That thing is the man.
Amen.
The amen.
Amen.
Means amen. Amen. We speak it when it is the truth. Is it not that? And we never say amen when it is not truth. There we say, we don't say amen. That's why we go to learn many things as we study this course. Not every person will tell you that amen and you to answer amen.
omuntu akugambe
a person to tell you
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
na mukozi wa busiru siru
and their workers of
holiness you
answer them amen
oja kuba ugambi wawo
amen
mazima
it is the truth
kumbe bulimba
yet it is lies
agama mugamba amina
he says say
amen
if it is amen
wesiba samina
samina it's not amen it's not amen
gamba we wawo
say amen and it is amen
awadalisi we wawo tugamba we wawo
no amen you don't say amen
yuna tuliba kubitegera ngatuanjura siru sizonna
at to understand all as we introduce all seals of the seven groups of angels
yangu wakona kulwenja
you come early tomorrow
tuzitandike
and we begin on them
tuzitandike tuzimare mwe mtaka
finish them one by one
kubanga twaga tuzikwate kozu
we wanted to unload them
he murundi gumutu zikwate zino tuyingira mu
they have to enter into us
akageri kutuandise injamara iko kola nabio
we come from angels to work with them
kijja kuba kya burabe nnyo kubanga tusobola kumanya kwebyo
dangerous that you don't know of those
we songa ya malaika
aba the reason of the fallen angels the aliens
abakampinzi okushinga nnyo mu America
camped mostly in America
niwankubadeka tinga babunye mu nsi
now they have spread in Taiwan
abo bazize mu lutaro
they have come in a fight
baba nyo kwefula ba malaika bo musa
they not to transform as angels of light
ino lokuba tulino kutambula nokulya nokunywanga
have to move it and to drink
nokukolanga
ne
ba malaika
with angels
kitegeza
it means
wajja kuba ufere
there will be conmanship
ba malaika bana abagwa
these fallen angels
ngabekolede bibi
and they have made bodies for themselves
bara bikem makaga
kwa
sobola bakebera
our own we cannot discern them in our ministries
na yekodi nkuru nyo
but the code is very important
yango encha
you come tomorrow
we yongere uzekene
we move on to analyze them
in
the name of the Lord Jesus son of the living God
akongere yongere
that is add on you
he
strengthen you
we baro kuja
thank you for coming
we baro kuuliriza
thank you for listening
we baro kukiriza
thank you for believing
ukutandi koteka mu
kora to put in action
nokubera omwete
and to be ready
ukongera yeri abalala
to teach to others
kama kuwa mafuta
god give you that anointing
in
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
amen
amen